anybody is motivated enough to listen to two of these things, here is number two. I have not really thought this through. I think the order of the questions on the post has changed a bit since I've recorded the first episode, so I really hope I don't skip anything. So I will just continue to read them like they are in the post, and I hope I will catch all of them. And my voice may sound a bit weird because I think I might be getting a cold. So let's get to the questions, and thank you again for them. Today we will start. Yeah, I think this is where I stopped last time, with Lucid Dean. Thank you for the questions. Question one, is there an audio you'd love to make? How about one you'd love to hear? I feel like I have used up a bit of my creativity during the last month. I have posted a lot and I have done two requests for audios I would like to hear, and I have gotten some really amazing responses. So I think at the moment I don't really have anything to add to that. I'm sorry. Question two, which famous person or people would you like to hear perform audio porn? That's a great question. I guess with the famous people, the problem is I know what they look like, so I factor that into it. I would really love to hear Eva Green, because she's incredibly hot and her voice is amazing. Maybe for male, I would go with Ben Barnes, because he's super hot and he has a really nice voice and an amazing accent. Question three, which audio porn performer or performers would you love to see become famous? Everyone who would like to be famous, I guess. I mean, I wish everybody all the success, but I'm not sure if everybody would want that. I know I would not want it. So if anybody wants to become famous with that, they have my best wishes. Question four, I think. Are there any kinks you enjoy in fantasy but wouldn't want to try with a partner in real life? Yes, definitely. I try to only talk about stuff that really turns me on in reality. I get the questions about my kinks a lot. And, I mean, it's just what you hear in my audios is the stuff that turns me on. But, of course, in fantasy, you can amplify it a bit and play with it some more. I think something that I like in fantasy would be the possibility of being caught or listened to, and I would certainly not enjoy that in reality, because in reality I like to keep my sex life very private and I would not want anybody to watch me or listen to me. So maybe that's one of the things. Question I lost count. Next question. The Earth is doomed. The only way to save humankind is for you to pair GWA performers into breeding couples and put them all on a luxurious fuck shuttle aimed at a planet you've decided to call Earth. Choose some couples. What a great question. I'm not sure I can answer it, though, because I don't really know a lot of the people here yet, so I cannot really just pair them. I mean, my first pair would be Kara and Pastel, but I'm not sure they could save humankind. maybe I would go with Anon Creative and Vintage Vixen, since they seem to be a very cute couple. Yeah, I'm sorry, lame answer. Next person, Lord Bartex. Thank you for the questions. Do you have a favorite animal? Yes, cat. No, I already answered that. I'm so sorry. Ah, it changed orders. I'm super sorry. No answers for you. Not again. Maybe I will edit that out, but probably not because I'm lazy. Now, next person with new questions is Stray Thoughts. Again, a person whose username I really like. Thank you. First, what color is the dress? It's a Wikipedia link to the dress. for me, definitely white and gold. I don't know why there's any discussion. Two, if you won the lottery and would be the first, what would be the first flashy unnecessary thing you'd buy for yourself after taking care of all the other extraordinary concerns involved? Maybe this is so vain and not cool, but maybe a really expensive handbag or something like that. Just some unnecessary consumerism, I guess. Three, what life philosophy do you most closely identify with? I don't know if I follow a life philosophy in particular, but I always try to keep in mind that everyone is a person, and when you interact with them, you don't know a lot about the person necessarily, and everybody struggles with things, and you should keep that in mind while interacting with them. And also, I don't know, I think you should just try to be nice and have fun with it, and not allow things to bring you down if you can manage. That's how I try to go through life, I guess. God, these questions are hard because the next question is light a particle or a wave? This is horrible. I feel like in school when I had chemistry and I didn't know the answers. I mean, I guess this would be physics, but I took chemistry in my finals and I'm still a bit scarred from it. I don't know. What's your favorite farmyard animal? Do cats count as farmyard animals? They often live on farms. I think they should count. Cats are the best. Next questions from Cuddly Lion, another fellow German person. Hallo, guten Morgen. Question one. What do you like most about GWA? Can also be more than one thing. I'm very passionate about this because I feel like it's such an amazing place and everybody can have a safe place where they can experiment with their fantasies and can try out new things, and a lot of people just get so creative with it and are so talented when it comes to writing and editing, and it's so interesting and fun to listen to all the different things people put out. And I also really like the community. All the people I've met so far have been so nice and amazing. It's really so much fun. I would not have thought that I would be so involved with the people, and it's really super great. I'm super glad that I have decided to finally post something. Question two, are there any fun facts about you or your audios? There are no fun facts about me. I'm German. We don't have fun. My audios, I don't know. I think everybody knows this, or everybody who listened once knows that I don't really plan it out usually. I don't prepare, even if I should, and I don't edit. I press record and hope that something relatively decent comes out, and then I upload it. I've never recorded anything. I haven't uploaded because I have no quality control. I'm sorry about that. Question three. How do you like being on the other side of GWA so far, being a performer? As I said, I like it a lot. It has been very enjoyable so far. And I hope it will continue to be fun. Question four. Has GWA had a positive effect on you in any way? Well, the listening has definitely eased me into some stuff and has helped me to explore my own sexuality and be more comfortable with it. And I think that's a really amazing thing. Yeah. Five. What kind of audios do you most enjoy both doing and listening to? I think I have answered a similar question in the first part, and I still don't have a better answer. As I said, it really depends on the voice for me. And I guess I like the lovingly rough stuff a lot of times. What I really enjoy. I feel like it's a bit boring, but I really like just talking and whispering my fantasies and maybe get off while I do that. I really enjoy listening to people who set scenes and tell stories and do these amazing things, but I feel like I'm not very talented doing that. But I mean, maybe I will become better and branch out more into some things in the future. Question six. One naughty question for good measure. Always good. Do you have a favorite sex toy? If so, what makes it your favorite one? I'm really boring when it comes to sex toys. I like using my fingers. And I own some toys, but they have all been gifted to me by other people. So maybe if I would buy some stuff for myself, which I have thought about, I would buy different things. I'm not so sure. If anyone has recommendations, let me know. Thank you. Little Naughty Miss has asked a lot of amazing questions. Thank you. Question one, are you ticklish? Yes, I am, but I like to think that I'm pretty good at pretending I'm not. Question two, have you ever gone skinny dipping? I have not, but when I go swimming with a partner, I don't know what it is. Maybe because you're half naked and you're in the water or whatever, I get really horny. And yeah, it's very embarrassing and I should not have done it, but I once had sex in a changing room because, yeah, because I'm stupid. Three, have you ever had someone extremely interested in you who you weren't attracted to at all? What happened? Yes, I had that happen more than once, actually, and I always felt really bad and I tried to make it as easy as possible for the person and try to talk about it and be honest, but in a very nice way. I hope it worked, because I don't want anybody to feel bad because of me. Four, do you prefer to undress slowly or to get naked as soon as possible? Or does it depend on the mood? I'd say it definitely depends on the mood. It's always different, and that's the fun of it. Five, if you could live in the universe of any TV show, book, video game, or film, what universe would you want to live in? I think I would like to live in a very wholesome world, and that does not necessarily make for a great story. Maybe I would like to live in the Shire of Lord of the Rings. Maybe I would like to live in the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender, after the war is over. I would like to have something peaceful and nice and quiet. Six, what is your favorite smell? A super boring answer. It's the smell of the rain or after the rain, because I love rain. I also quite like chemical smells like gasoline or chlorine or stuff like that. 7. How old were you when you were told about the birds and the bees? Super interesting question. I'm always pretty interested in when or how people got the talk or about the quality of their sexual education they received in school. My parents are hippies. And they were pretty open, and I think they explained the concept of sex very early. I remember I had like a picture book where there's a new baby coming into a family, and it explains sex and how to deal with a baby and stuff like that. I think I was really young. I definitely wasn't in school. I can honestly not remember when I really got the talk, because my parents just explained it as a natural part of life, and I think they did it very early. My parents always were very honest with me, which I appreciate. The only thing I think is a bit sad, maybe, is that I never believed in the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus or stuff like that, because, yeah, they were just like, these things don't exist. Don't believe in that crap. Everybody else tells you. A funny thing, since my parents always were very honest with me, I knew that these things weren't real, and I knew about mythical creatures like dragons and stuff, and that those were not real, but somehow, sometimes some things slip through, and my parents forgot to mention that unicorns were not real, and I didn't believe that unicorns would have any magical abilities or something like that, but I really believed that there was a race of horses with horns on their heads living somewhere, and since I knew that they were not living in Germany and that different animals have different regions they live in, I asked my father about where unicorns live, in which country. And I was like 9 years old, and he was so shocked. That I got a bit distracted, sorry. 8. Describe the best oral sex you've ever received. Okay, this is sad. I think my sex life is pretty good, and I have had a lot of fun, and I got to try out some things, but I have never received oral sex I liked. Maybe it's just not my thing, or maybe it's just my partners were not that good at it, and since I hadn't had any good oral sex, I couldn't really tell them what I wanted. So it's not really my thing, and I feel really awkward just, I don't know, lying there and doing nothing. I mean, I love giving oral sex, so I should not feel bad about receiving it, but yeah, there are no good stories to tell about that. 9. Has anyone ever caught you naked by accident? What happened? What about masturbating? What happened? So, I have the most embarrassing story about this. It's one of those things you think about late at night and they keep you up because you're just so embarrassed by it. My boyfriend at that time lived in a shared flat, just like I do, and we had sex, and we thought his flatmate was not home, so after we had sex I went to the bathroom to clean myself off. And I did not lock the bathroom door because I thought I was alone. And then his flatmate came into the bathroom and he just looked at me and I was naked and I was like wiping cum off of my body, and it was one of the worst moments in my life. It was so terrible. I wanted to die. I have never looked him into the eyes after that, and I'm still so sorry that he just saw his flatmate's girlfriend standing in the bathroom cleaning cum off her body. Oh god. Oh god. Okay. 10. When was the last time you masturbated? What did you think about? It was, oh my god, it was 2 days ago. That's horrible. I was listening to an audio. Not so surprising. That's a pretty long time for me. I have been pretty busy and tired, so maybe that's why. Quick fire, sweet or salty? I love candy, but I also like real food. So maybe sweet and salty alternating all the time. Swimming in a lake or swimming in a pool. I like lakes better, I think. Nicer view, cleaner water, fewer people. Yeah. Tent camping in the woods or a 5-star hotel in the city. I feel like tent camping in the woods would be way cooler, and I love to hike in the woods. But honestly, I'm a cozy person, and I would take the 5-star hotel in the city anytime over camping in the woods. I'm sorry. Thank you. Those were amazing questions, and they were not embarrassing for me at all. Great. Pastel Dreams. Hi, Pastel. Has asked some questions, and she has asked, what kind of cookies would you send me? I would send you only the best cookies. I make really good chocolate chip cookies, so I would send you those. What's one kind of genre tag you want to explore but haven't yet? Maybe, I feel, as I've said, I'm more submissive, I guess, but I find sometimes real submission can be really hard to perform, because as soon as you perform, you have to do something with it, and you have to voice what you want, and you cannot just say, oh, now you're doing this to me, now you're doing that to me. So I have not really found a clever way to do that. But then again, I also like to tease, and maybe I would like to do something more dominant, just because I think it's fun and would be something different. And I have been thinking about some collaborations, so maybe that could be something that I will try in the next time. Will I ever get soup mail? I really have to write you soup mail. I have so many people I have to write soup mail to. I have to write more soup mail. You're right, Pastel. What are some English words you find hard to translate to German or vice versa? That's a very good question. I think guten Appetit, or in French you would say bon appétit, since you are French, is very hard to translate to English, because, I don't know, have a nice meal or something, it doesn't have the same ring to it. Then there are certain words that we have in German that I cannot really translate, like Feierabend or Realsatire or stuff like that. And then again, English has some words that I don't really have a word for in German, and when I read something or watch a show and I read it in English, or watch it in English, I don't translate it to German in my head. So as soon as I want to talk about it in the other language, I really have trouble to summarize what's happening in German. Yep. Thank you for these questions, Pastel. Then there's a comment to those questions, and it's, how do you say Litty Fresh in German? Maybe it's because of the last question. I don't know. I would say we don't have an equivalent to that. I'm really bad at translating. I'm sorry. Then we have some more questions. Bye. I don't know. Tony Snow? I think? Tony Snow? I think it's Tony Snow, probably. What's your favorite thing about yourself? Wow, that's really hard. I like to think that I can be pretty optimistic, not necessarily about the future. I'm always very scared about the future, but more I think I can always find something funny in the current situation or something good about it. And I guess that's a good skill. What's your least favorite thing about yourself? Is the second question. There are a lot, I guess. I wish I could be better with people, and I don't know if I'm that bad with people. I'm a bit shy in the beginning, but I don't really have trouble finding friends, but sometimes I feel like I should be more there for them. Maybe try to be more, show more empathy and be a better listener. I mean, I try to do that, but there's always stuff going on in your own life, and then sometimes things just get kind of muddled, and I wish I could have a clearer mind sometimes to be there for my friends. Yeah, those may be the two things. Gabriel Kain, too. Has asked some questions. By the way, I have seen you got your original account back. I'm very happy for you. 1. What are your favorite tags to listen to in an audio? Books and reading mixed with sex seem to be a great turn on. I really like ramble fabs where somebody just gets really turned on by what they are talking about. Sometimes I even like it when they don't talk at all and I can just listen to them get off and moan and make all the good noises. Tags I like. Amdom would be one, I guess. I often like to listen to BFE stuff. Those are a few. 2. What's your favorite book or story of all time? Maybe it's not my favorite book because of the writing or anything, but I'm a big Harry Potter fan, and I would choose it as my favorite just because it has accompanied me through life that long. And I always was a similar age to Harry when the later books came out, and I just felt very connected to it throughout my life, and I still go back to reading the books, and I have listened to all the audiobooks, the different versions. So yeah, I That's super, super boring, but I'm a big, big Harry Potter fan. thanks. Then, again, we have the amazing Fox who has asked some more questions. Thank you. One, you have already demonstrated your psychic powers once when you correctly told me which number I was thinking of. However, to satisfy any doubters out there, please use them again and tell me which animal I'm thinking of now. I know, it's a snake. Yes. Please describe yourself using script tags, e.g. German accent, teasing, devastatingly sexy. Oh god, I'm really, really bad at tags in my audios. I'm not sure I can describe my personality in tags. Maybe. Well, I think we can keep the German accent tag. Oh god. Internet nerd, art history, night owl, actually, we have these yearbooks when we have done our finals, and other people can anonymously submit like tags to your page. I can look what people have written about me if you are interested in that, because I find it really hard to find some tags for myself, so I can just go with the tags other people gave me. Of course, I still have my yearbook here. There I am. It says, most cool, coolest name. It says, the devil in person. It says, clumsy. It says, OCD a bit. It says, sarcastic and very dark humor. It says, loves cookies. It says, chaos, confusion, panic. It says, lovely and crazy. It says, honest question, is that your real name? It's very unique. Nice name and very nice. Has a very nice name. So apparently the one thing people noticed about me was my name. Well, at least I have a nice name, I guess. Next question. I'm sorry about this. And do you think friends with benefits can ever stay that way, or does one inevitably develop feelings for the other? I think it's complicated to not develop feelings for each other, but it's possible, I think. Next, favorite yoga position and why? Oh god, so many. I love yoga. I love the very simple positions, like the downward dog, because it gives you such a nice stretch, and everybody thinks it's so basic and easy, but it's really hard to get it right. And I like the tree because it's very relaxing. And I really like the more artistic ones, I guess, because I used to do a lot of gymnastics, and I feel like I can revisit that a bit. I like the crow and the dancer, I guess, and doing a headstand and a bridge, stuff like that. Next. I love yoga, you should really try it. Which do you prefer in a friend, book smart or life smart? I think if I had to choose one, I would choose life smart. I appreciate book smart a lot, but life smart is more important to me and more real, maybe. What are some of your favorite books? As I've said, Harry Potter, definitely. And I have just recently noticed that I forget about a lot of books I read because I don't keep them. I lend them out and say it's not very important for me to get it back, or I will give them to the public bookshelf. So I don't have them anymore, and that sometimes makes me forget about them, which is a bit sad. So Harry Potter, and I really liked Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, it's called. God, it's so hard. Now I cannot think of anything. I recently read a lot of William Faulkner. I enjoyed the atmosphere. I'm a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe. God, this is hard to just come up with something. I'm a big fan of Neil Gaiman, as is probably obvious if you can see my profile pic on Reddit. I loved American Gods and the Sandman comics. Okay, maybe I will write a list someday or something, because I seem to have a really hard time thinking about anything right now. I'm sorry. And finally for me, what is your ideal meal is the last question. Oh no, it's not, but I will get back to the other later. My ideal meal is a meal shared with good friends. A super lame answer, but I think it's very nice to have good company while you eat. And I really enjoy cooking for other people. Earlier this year I did a little job just to get money, and I cooked for 20 people, for a group of 20 people for 1 week. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. And I really had a lot of fun cooking for them. I tend to not cook a lot of meats, and I try to cook with a lot of vegetables. But I also like comfort food, pasta dishes, especially if it's self-made pasta. I think pizza is always great when you have friends over, because you can prepare the dough and the sauce and everything, and then they can customize their own pizza, which is always nice. And people still seem to be impressed by making your own pizza dough, so that's easy. And the question I forgot, I'm so sorry. Which do you prefer, a real book or a Kindle? Definitely a real book. I borrowed a Kindle for a while from my flatmate, who didn't really use it either, but I gave it back pretty quickly. I think it's very efficient and practical, but I don't like the feel of it as much. So I will go with a real book. Thank you so much for these questions. We have one last set of questions to go, and then I'm done. I'm really not sure if anybody will listen that long. Just looking around, 86 has asked, what got you into GWA? As I said, I've listened for a long time, and yeah, then I started to talk with someone, and somehow I got really curious about posting, and the first thing I recorded was a questionnaire, and it kind of made me even more curious, and so I just went for it and recorded something and posted it, and yeah. So I think listening for a long time has really gotten me into it. Oh, or did you mean what got me into listening in the first place? Maybe I got this question totally wrong. I think I discovered it because it was linked in some Ask Reddit thread about sexy subreddits. I think it was something like that. What's the last movie you watched start to finish? Oh, I don't watch a lot of movies. I think honestly the last movie I've watched start to finish was 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it was Loving Vincent. It's a biopic about Vincent van Gogh. And it's done in his art style, and it has a very nice way of telling about his life, or maybe not his life so much, but about his death and the circumstances of his death. I really liked it. It made me feel very sad and empty after watching it, but I guess it's a good sign if a movie can evoke such feelings in the viewers. What's your favorite song is the last question. Oh god, this is so hard to pick one. I already had so much trouble to pick 5 in the first episode I did. Ooh, one favorite song. That's really, really hard. Maybe the quality of the song is not that great. It's like the Harry Potter books. It's not such high quality, but I can always listen to it and I enjoy it a lot, and it gives me good feelings. It's Narcotic by Liquido, which is a German one-hit wonder band. I don't know any other song from them. Maybe I really should give their other stuff a listen, but I've just always listened to that one song and I love it so much. So yeah, this was the second episode, and I think it was a good decision to split this up into 2 recordings, if I'm allowed to flatter myself that way. I'm sorry, I feel like I was a bit unconcentrated in the beginning. I hope it got better throughout the recording. And also, as always, my stomach is super growly. I hope you did not hear it that much. And yeah, I hope it was interesting and fun for someone. It was fun for me. And yeah, thank you for all the great questions and for all the nice words. I really appreciate it, and it was super fun doing this. I hope everybody has a nice time and yeah, had some fun. Bye.